Are there any warm weather styles that you absolutely will not wear?
Skinny capri.
I think everyone's closet represents who they are. So it's really exciting to me to get to know, like, who are you and what's your story?
Hi there, I'm Maureen Halushak, host of Group Chat and editor-in-chief of Chatelaine. I'm joined today by Sun, our creative director.
Hello.
And Andy, our senior editor of style, beauty, and travel.
Hi.
And today we're talking about summer style. It feels really far away, but it will be here shortly, and I'm so excited to stop wearing 100 different layers. To kick off the conversation, I want to talk a bit about what your first formative fashion memory was when it came to summer style. For me, it was my grade 8 semi-formal. My mom took me dress shopping, and she bribed me to get a more modest dress than what I wanted. And she did actually have really good taste. I remember I was wearing this off-the-shoulder ruffle dress that was like a beige and pink floral.
Ooh, I feel like I would wear that today.
No, I know. I could see you in it, right? And like that was a beautiful dress, and it made my mom really happy that I bought it. And I got something else in the process. I think I got like a different outfit that I really wanted because I went with my mom's choice. Nice. And I wish I still had that dress because I would wear it.
Do you have a photo of it?
I'm gonna have to look and see.
I need to see this.
Yeah, no, it was. I really liked it. That's really stuck with me. What about you with summer style? What's an outfit you remember from a long time ago that you loved?
Okay, so growing up, I'm a very girly girl now. I love dresses. I love frills. I love ruffles and bows. But growing up, I was more, shorts, t-shirt.
Were you emo? You weren't emo until your 20s.
I would say until I was 16, probably. So a little bit, my memory is a little bit before that. I was, still in elementary school. And I remember I spent the entire summer that year. I must have been, I want to say like 12, wearing this baseball cap that was a royal blue baseball cap. And I loved it so much. And I wore it every single day, and then I didn't wear a baseball cap again until pretty much last year when these came back into fashion.
And Sun, what about you? Summer dressing, core memories.
I think I was like maybe 12, but it wasn't like an outfit, but I was obsessed with jelly shoes. So I think that's when, it was the OG.
And those are back too now.
I know.
Jelly shoes.
I had a pair of bright red sandals. It had like three straps. Three thin straps, but a tiny little heel, and I wore it with everything.
Do you remember where you got them?
No.
I did a lot of my youth shopping at Zellers. I still remember going through the Zellers flyer and like picking things out.
Probably Kmart, I don't know. But I remember there's this one photo. So I wore it with everything. There was this one photo I wore it with. It's kind of like, those terry cloth shorts back then?
Yes. Pre-Juicy Couture?
Yes. They were really short shorts with like white little trims. So I wore my red sandals with them and I didn't care. Didn't care at all. So that's probably maybe like the beginning of like, my fashion sensibility. Like I just wear whatever I want, and if I feel good, I feel good.
That sort of leads into my next question. I wanted to talk about how you describe your style in a couple words, and I think that's really hard to articulate. Like I like bright colors, and I like a little like eccentric and maybe a little kooky and a little weird. Those are sort of my favorite words when it comes to fashion, but I don't know if I actually embody them.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I think of your style, I think pattern, color, leopard.
Love leopard.
I think Team Chats love leopard in general. We all wear it so often.
Sometimes we all wear it on the same day.
And we match. I think you, really embody those words.
What about you?
Ooh, okay. So I'm much more of a fall or spring girl, but for summer specifically, I go easy, comfortable, and this year I want to introduce colorful to my wardrobe. I do love a pattern, but I feel like, again, with leopard, it's very neutral. I tend towards a more neutral, but this year I really...
What's a color you want to include?
Okay, well, I love a royal blue, as we're just talking. I feel
it.
Like it's...
Brings out your eyes.
Yes, I think it's so, like, you look so good in blue, Sun. You're inspiring me. And I love pink. I always love pink. can go wrong with me.
I know.
Exactly. This is the dream room.
And what about you, Sun? How do you describe your style?
For summer,
you have great style, and you have such great vintage style.
Yes.
I do. I think I'm quite eclectic. Like, I love clothes from the 30s, like starting in the 30s, like up to now, but I'll like do pieces here and there, like this is vintage from you.
I love this blouse, but I passed it on to Sun because I felt like it didn't fit me properly. It looks great on you.
Yeah, so I guess like eclectic, effortless, because I'm kind of lazy. So for summer, you will find me in dresses every single day, like floral dresses. I have lots of floral dresses.
With sneakers.
I'm all about comfort. And then I also have like an insane amount of long black dresses.
Can we talk about your closet for a minute? I know that last year you did a closet reorg.
Oh my God.
And something that really interested me about your closet was that you have a collection of vintage clothing that you actually never wear.
Yes.
They're more like your archival pieces.
Yes.
Can you just tell us a bit about that?
Well, I like thinking about wearing them for special occasions.
What like holds you back?
Well, okay, the most recent one I bought was this like lace jumpsuit in pink.
Sex. You showed me that.
Yeah, I have not worn it.
Is there anything else in your archive that's really summery that you're just sort of waiting to bust out?
I think just a lot of dresses, because then I don't have to think about like, you know, I have to match this and this. Like, it's just
so easy.
So do you ever buy clothes that you're like, I'm never going to wear this, I just want to own it?
Only vintage stuff.
Only vintage.
Yes.
And
VV.
And what do you do with it? Like, you just have it in your closet.
Yes. And I dream about them, that one day I'll wear them.
But don't you think life is too short? Like, you just got to wear it?
Isn't that true? Because I wore a couple to, like, a wedding recently.
Okay.
Yeah, they were vintage.
Are you concerned that your daughters are going to get to it before you do?
Yes.
Do you share clothes with your daughters?
Sometimes. They actually just... I found a vintage short skirt in donation pile. One of my daughter's donation pile. And I was like, what the heck?
And that was your skirt?
That was my skirt.
Well,
it was like
back.
A wool orange with like little pinstripes. A little bit too short for me now, but I'll keep them. Maybe their kids will wear them.
Exactly.
Is there anything you guys are really excited to wear in summer? This summer in particular? What are the trends this summer? Like, Andy, this is your domain. What are the summer style trends you're really excited about?
So I love pattern, as you know, and I'm really excited to see that polka dots have been back. I feel like last summer nail art was all about polka dots, and now we're really seeing that coming.
I am not a polka dot person.
Really?
I find them prissy.
I love polka dots.
I don't know. They're not for me.
I love the retro aspect of them. I think they bring such a cool kind of vintage vibe, and I've seen Eliza Faulkner just released her summer collection.
And so this, for people who don't know, is a Montreal-based designer that you love, right?
My favorite Montreal designer.
Are you wearing Eliza Faulkner right now?
I am not today. I'm wearing Damson Matter today. But she has very similar vibe, you know, lots of color, great feminine silhouettes, a lot of frills. And she just released this beautiful collection of butter yellow and brown polka dots. And it's so stunning.
So brown is really big right now, right?
Yes.
Even for summer?
Yeah. And I think it's going to be kind of a more lighter tan brown paired with a lot of really fun pastel colors. Like, I'm seeing a lot of yellow and blue. What else am I excited about? Red and pink together.
I love red and pink.
That's my
such a great favorite combination.
I'm wearing it today.
Because it's such a forbidden combination. Like, when I was growing up, you never wore red and pink together. Mm-hmm. And I'm a redhead, but I would never wear red or pink when I was growing up. Yeah. But then I remember seeing Nicole Kidman in this super gorgeous hot, hot pink outfit. And I was like, okay, that's when I started wearing hot pink.
Yes, I'm so glad that these rules are
fashion rules are so dumb.
Fashion rules, like, I think they're made to be broken. I'm so glad that you're overcoming that and wearing red and pink. It looks great on you.
What are you looking... What are you looking forward to wearing in the summer?
Okay, so I'm kind of embarrassed.
Aside from your pink lace jumpsuit.
Okay, I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit this, but you know, I have trouble sleeping. There was one night at 3 a.m.
Who sleeps well?
I did some ordering online.
So do you online shop in the middle of the night? I know a lot of people do this. I don't do that. I don't look at my phone at the middle of the night because it's bad for your eyes.
Oh, that's why I'm like so much self-control.
Gets you out of your sleep zone.
What?
But sometimes I do good shopping. This one I'm not quite sure.
You do good shopping at 3 in the morning?
Yes. Yeah.
Not sure about these one yet, but I'm going to have to wear it next week maybe. But I bought 2 pairs of kind of like hiking pants, but chic hiking pants. So
what
one
makes
is,
them chic?
I'm intrigued.
They're being like powder blue. One is magenta. And then I bought this kind of like a hiking jacket, but kind of crop and tight. And it's kind of like a very light baby lilac with yellow trims.
Where is this from?
It's a brand called Gongar or something. It's like LA based. And my magenta pants is not even here yet.
Okay, but going back to lilac and yellow, I think that's going to be so cute for summer.
Yes. Are you going to wear it hiking?
Real hiking or fake hiking?
Like, what's fake hiking?
You know, like I'll like go get a coffee.
Oh, okay.
I'll go shopping. City hiking. Walking around.
That's not walking.
Well, I wear it real hiking. Like, this is pastel colors. I don't know.
You'll be the cutest person on the trails. That's for sure.
Have you bought anything for summer yet? I have not.
I haven't bought anything yet, but I love dresses. We were just talking about this, but it's so easy.
It's so easy.
I love a dress all year round, but especially in the summer because I don't like being hot.
Yes.
I don't like sweating. Yes. So I need something that doesn't really touch my body, that's really flowy. And I love a linen dress specifically. And Birds of North America, for people who don't know, it's a Toronto designer. They make
Their dresses are beautiful.
Amazing dresses in so many great summer colors. So I have a long list of things I want.
Are there any warm weather styles that you absolutely will not wear?
Skinny capri.
Skinny capri.
That's so specific.
That was a real fast answer. Did you have a negative experience in a skinny capri?
Been there, done that. I hear it's coming back.
Well,
so I'm not
to
doing it again.
Culottes. When I was a girl guide, we had to wear like culottes. That was part of like our outfit. I think I went on some trips with my girl guide troop when I was younger, which was really fun. But we wore culottes, and I was like, I hate these.
Oh, really?
But now culottes are very trendy.
Capris are harder to style. I will say I've seen them last summer a lot. I think we'll see them again this year.
They can be very dated.
They're just not comfortable.
They're really hard to style, and some people can style them with little heels. They look great.
I don't love shorts, I have to say.
I'm with you on
but
that.
Some people look really cute in shorts. Do you wear shorts to the office? That's like a big question. We work in a pretty casual environment, and I think that
Bermuda shorts.
You wear Bermuda shorts to the office.
Like longer ones.
Yeah. I think that's
like tailor shorts.
Okay, my style editor take is that it's completely appropriate for our office.
Yeah, we're in a creative office.
I think most creative office, you could absolutely wear shorts. Would I ever wear them myself? No, but I would never wear shorts anywhere.
I find office lighting on my legs unattractive. So that's why I probably wouldn't wear shorts to the office. Well, my legs are just very pale. So I don't know. It just doesn't look good. I have worn shorts once to the office, though. I had a longer pair of shorts I liked.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
It was cute.
Okay, I'm with you on this. I do not like wearing shorts, but it's really just a comfort thing. I don't find them that comfortable. I would rather wear a dress or a skirt. That's my my preference.
I agree with that. My dresses would be my first pick.
I think for me, though, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. It's a controversial opinion, but I'm...
It's a hot take.
I'm anti-sandals for myself. I don't want to wear sandals. I don't want to show my toes.
But I saw your feet yesterday. They look great. We were getting pedicures.
Let's give some context.
Thank you for putting that into context.
We were sitting next to each other at the nail salon, but I don't find them that comfortable. I just love a sneaker. I love to wear, you know, a cute sneaker with a dress or a big pair of boots.
I have a great pair of sneakers or sandals that are like geriatric style from Meguiar. They're Velcro. They're so comfortable. I love wearing them. It's just a great, and I like the look.
I think
Meguiar is another great Canadian brand.
Absolutely. I think dad sandals are so cute on other people. I don't like them for myself. But I will say that if someone comes to my house, okay, here's my controversial opinion.
This is a great etiquette point. Like, what do you do when you're wearing sandals in the summer and you go to someone's house?
Slippers.
I offer
people slippers.
Okay, if you're wearing sandals, great for you. But if you're coming to my house, you better have socks. 100%. I do not want you walking around barefoot in my house.
I have gone to people's houses and realized I don't have socks on.
That happens. But then if it was someone I'm very close to, it, I would ask them for a pair of slippers, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's acceptable.
100%. Right? Especially in an Asian household.
What is the Asian culture around barefoot in the house?
No. No.
So you would offer someone sandals?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
100%.
I can stand behind that. I would rather someone wear their boots inside my house than their bare feet. I would rather mop
that
the
would
floor.
Gross me out. I'd rather the bare feet.
I don't know. I would just mop either way after.
Yeah. One last question. Since we are talking about style, I'd love to talk about what everyone is wearing today. I'll go last. So, Andy, you start.
Okay. Outfit of the day. I'm wearing a red and white gingham dress from Damson Matter with big pink bows, three big pink bows at the front. It's got balloon sleeves and it's pretty long. And there's a fun story about this dress. I saw someone, I was in the middle of nowhere in the south of France in a small town at a museum, and I saw a girl wearing this dress and I couldn't get to her to ask her where she had bought it. So I spent a lot of time on the internet looking for it. I found it, ordered it. And then I just spent a lot of money getting it tailored, but it was so worth it. I love this dress. And what else am I wearing? I'm wearing Poppy Barley boots. Poppy Barley is another great Canadian brand.
I love Poppy Barley. Yeah. I love that dress. It's very pastoral.
So pretty.
And then, Sun, you have a dynamite suit on. Tell us about your suit.
Well, I was in Vietnam in December, and I always wanted a custom suit made, so I got two. Plus an extra jacket made, but this was
What's the fabric? It's really.
It's kind of like wool, so it's kind of.
And yeah. Describe the color.
So it's a pattern, blue, purpley. I don't know how do you.
Well, like it almost
this?
Like a little bit of silver or white.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Tweedy a little bit.
Tweedy.
I don't know
yes,
what you call that.
Yes,
yeah,
I think it would be tweed. So the design I was inspired by. Vintage Gucci. So I went prepared because you have to, because it's really overwhelming if you're gonna go and get a custom suit made. So I knew exactly what I wanted. I had like pictures, inspiration. I knew exactly the fabric and the color, and like they had this exact fabric and color. So I was like, so
were you
shocked.
Choosing from like hundreds of reams of fabric?
Or? Well, because I knew exactly what I wanted, she just went to the back and brought out this spool of fabric.
Nice.
Wow. So yeah. So I got this made. I got another. Set me. I got three like modern aozai, which is like a Vietnamese clothing. It's like a tunic shirt with flowy pants.
Well, you look like a rock star when you came back from your trip walking in the office with that suit. Now, I am wearing a Zara dress from a million years ago that I loved, but I had stopped wearing it because I don't wear a lot of dresses. It's a shirt dress. It's like purple and zebra. It's got a lot going on, floral. And our next guest, Jen Park Krulik, is a stylist, and she helped me go through my closet and figure out what clothes I still wanted to wear and how to wear them in different ways. So she suggested that I wear this more as like an open shirt dress, and it's so fun. Yeah. And now I wear it all the time. So that's really thanks to Jen. So thanks for this fun conversation.
Thank you.
When I'm back, I'm going to be joined with Jen Park Krulik, and we're going to talk more about summer style. I'm here now with Jen Park Krulik, fashion stylist and personal shopper.
Hi.
Hi, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining me today. Jen has done some work for Chatelaine. Mm-hmm. That's how we first met each other.
Yeah.
And you are also our style crush of the month in our spring issue.
I know. I'm so honored. Honestly, it was just such a fun little shoot we did. And it really got me thinking about like what I love about spring and summer. And it was such an honor to be featured. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah. It's so cute. Tell us a bit about how you got into fashion. I learned a little bit actually from reading your style crush, but I know you used to work for a really iconic Canadian fashion brand.
I did. I got recruited by Le Chateau after.
So what did you study at Ryerson?
Oh, okay. I studied fashion design at Ryerson. So like sewing, pattern drafting, creating a collection. And Le Chateau always does like a big hire out of like the Ryerson grads. And me and among a lot of my friends, we moved to Montreal and we were designers.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. How old were you?
This is 2007, so what is the math? I don't know, like...
In your 20s.
Yeah, I think so. And it was exciting. We were, you know, in a new city, and Le Chateau like, if you don't know, is like Canada's H&M, Zara. It's like one of the first fast fashion companies that's ever started. And there was so much history there. And the company has a huge, robust team where like we could bang out styles because we did production in Montreal. But we
so the clothes were made in Montreal?
Yeah. So if we...
That's amazing.
We not all pieces were made in Montreal, but if we wanted to test something out fast, we could make it in like a weekend and then put it in the stores.
Wow.
Yeah. And then if it did well, we would then take that to China and get it mass produced. Yeah.
What types of things were you designing at that time?
So all of us got put into a category, and I was put in suiting and coats, women's dressy suits and coats. I am. I love menswear. I love tailoring. And maybe it was from being in that department in Le Chateau that spawned that, but I just have always been drawn to like really strong female leads. And I think a suit is like, I feel comfortable in it.
Do you have a favorite piece from that time?
It was really an amazing first job for like a junior stylist to learn like how a garment is made from like from scratch. And then also, you know, we went on incredible buying trips where we would like source inspiration from like places like Milan and Paris and Florence and New York. And
it's amazing.
My job would be to like go shopping to copy these styles. And it was like, it was insane. We'd go with the CEO and I'm there like traveling with shopping bags and we're just buying things. We're taking pictures and we'd come back and we would give these like fashion style reports to the company. And this is before we had social media and we had to pay for this kind of information. So we would do this on our own. So they spent a lot of money on research and design.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And Le Chateau still exists.
It does not.
Okay, I know. I'm from Thunder Bay, and we had a Le Chateau. It was so popular.
I think it's come back with, like, Susie Scheer. I think in the mall, you'll see sort of, like, a hybrid Le Chateau, but it's not the same company, I don't believe.
And Montreal at the time had a lot of fashion production,
oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
What an amazing time to work in the industry.
Yeah, it was.
And how did you transition into fashion styling? Did you have a vintage boutique as
so,
well?
So, yeah, I moved back to Toronto because I didn't actually want to work in design anymore. And I've been always very like entrepreneurial and it's in my like family's blood. And I was like, I'm going to open my own clothing store. And I wanted to be this place where I like can shop vintage. I can find things that are like within my price point, maybe like some emerging brands that I've never heard of. So I kind of wanted to create this like dream space.
So like new and vintage.
New and vintage. And I would like modernize the vintage. I would sometimes like shorten like an 80s dress or like take out the shoulder pads or make something like, you know, just updating things. Very like what's happening now, I think, in fashion. So it was really kind of like ahead of its time. And I would mix it with like really like local brands, friends that were coming out with like jewelry or their own little like collection of ready to wear. And I think there's a lot from the runways that I've seen that is exciting. And one of the trends is like, I think 80s power suiting is really back.
Has anyone's closet really shocked you?
I think everyone's closet represents who they are. So it's really exciting to me to get to know, like, who are you and what's your story? And a lot of the times people see this every day, but they actually, because they see it every day, they don't realize it. So
did you learn anything about me from my closet?
I did, yeah.
What did you learn?
Well, you love color, obviously. Like, your house reflects that. And I saw that in your clothing. And you have some really great graphic t-shirts that I thought were, like, wear that to work with a blazer. Like, you know.
I love a t-shirt and blazer.
Yeah. You love, like, a leopard is a neutral for you.
I do love leopard.
Yeah. And you love greens.
I do love green.
Yeah.
I had a lot of green. I know. So how did this process work? Just to explain to everyone. Like, we took everything out of my closet.
Well,
you brought a rolling rack,
I brought a rolling rack and I kind of prepped the client, like, what to expect. That it's going to get really physical. It's gonna get hot. Like, you gotta like try on a lot of things, and I kind of want you to pre-sort the piles that we're gonna make. So the first thing that we do is we pull out all the things that you're wearing, like things that you don't even think about. They're just like easy no-brainers. They're not the most glamorous things, but like they work, and we see that on the rack and we kind of study it and we understand, okay, well, this is the first word. It's
that it's going to be either comfortable for some people. For some people, it's, you know, it's easy. It's, they love black, or they love like a certain material, or it's just like cozy. So we kind of established their first like word that means.
And with words, you're sort of looking for three.
Yeah. So I have to shout out Alison Bornstein, who really took off with like her AB method of doing this.
So she's a stylist.
She's a personal stylist, and she does like closet editing for clients. And she does this process where she wants to establish three words from like the editing that you'll be doing. So the first word is like your practical word. It's the word that feels safe. And then the second word is your aspirational word. So where do you want to take your style? Like, who do you look up to, and what does that person like exude? What is that word for you? So maybe some people, it's like, I want to look polished. I want to look chic. I want to look refined. Cool. I want to look cool. And then, or I want to look, you know, sophisticated. And then the third word is like overall, like their vibe and how you want to feel. And it's so personal for everyone. But those three words should all feel very different. I also bring my 20 years of styling, being on set, being on shoots, styling like for high fashion magazines to like corporate things. And there are just a lot of like cool tricks that people really did not even think about.
Did you find people ever wear things they're comfortable in, but they're not fashionable? Or if you're comfortable, is that all that matters?
I think that if they're coming to me, then they wanna amp it up.
Yes.
So they put on something comfortable, and I'll show them how to amp it up or how to make it look a bit more refined.
What are some accessories or ways that you amp up style? I know when we work together, you talk to me a lot about belts.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a belt just for you today.
Thank you.
I lost my other belt. I don't know where it is. So I have this one on for you. But you love belts.
I love belts. I think it's an easy way to really make your whole look feel a bit more refined. Also, it kind of creates like a midline in your outfit. And something about that is like very visually pleasing when you can see a break in someone's outfit, or you see like a break of thirds. So also it's just like a point of interest. It's something to look at, you know, and it's like sometimes like the hardware, because it's shiny, like it adds that element where people maybe sometimes they don't wear jewelry or they don't wear like a watch. Like there's something nice about seeing a belt. But I preface, like, if your belts aren't your thing, there's other ways to accessorize, you know, like throwing on some like really fun glasses or like earrings or like a
really like fun shoe. You like brooches?
Love brooches.
So what are you doing with brooches? I find brooches hard to wear.
Okay, so I wore this jacket the other night to an event, and I just like, I kind of closed it up like this, and I put like this little flower brooch that I thought was perfect for the night, and the weather was so nice. I was like, it feels appropriate because it's springy, and it just, I don't know, it made me feel so elegant, and it's functional too. Like on a coat, you pull up the collar and you just tie it up, and I don't need a scarf, or I don't need to, you know, I feel warm.
Do you think people make any common mistakes with summer dressing in particular?
Yes. When you go out shopping, wear the pant that you love to wear, like your favorite jeans or your favorite like trouser. Wear that to the store and try on all the new tops with your favorite pant.
Are you online shopping more or in-person shopping more?
I do both, but I have to – okay, I go in store because I want to touch things.
Yes.
I want to feel
– I think you save time going in store personally.
I'm also just like a retail nerd. Like I love – seeing how stores like merchandise things and like what they're really pushing. And I'm really learning like what they're known for. And I ask questions with the sales associates because they know so much. And, you know, you can ask so many like hot tips from them. And so I like to go in store to get my learning or to educate myself on what's out there, why this feels good or why this is priced at what it is. And then I'll do comparative shopping online. And then I think I'm sourcing vintage online too. So if I really liked the certain like print or color, I'll try to look for that online.
And are you, do you have any go-to stores for like new items, especially for summer?
So I think if I'm buying new things, usually people buy like a new white button down or a t-shirt or a tank top or just like really good trousers. And those are like foundation things. I like to go to Uniqlo. I like to go to The Gap. I like to go to Banana Republic. I go to like the mall for these things, Massimo Dutti. Again, I always try to look at the fibers. I'm like a crazy lady, like looking at the fibers first.
So what are you looking for? Like all natural?
I'm trying to find natural. It just feels good on my body and it makes me, it feels expensive. It feels like I don't want to take it off also. And it lasts longer. It just wears better. Whereas if you buy something that has more synthetic, it just, you start to see it like ball and pill and, I don't know. It just,
have you bought anything you regretted lately?
Oh, I buy a lot of things that I regret. That's why I do what I do. Like I've bought so many things for myself, for clients, for jobs, and you just know what is worth buying and what's not, where to spend that money. Do I have things? Yeah. I mean, like don't buy uncomfortable shoes.
One last question. We were talking earlier. What's your verdict on shorts in the office?
I think a trouser short, like a Bermuda or something drapey.
Oh, I find Bermuda is such a hard length to wear.
So Bermuda can mean like knee length, but if it's like, I always pictured like Bermuda being like a trouser upper, but it's just like kind of like a short. So I think for you, if it's like, it has to be longer but below the knee, like I think go for it.
Is that not more of a culotte?
I guess so, yeah. But like, is a culotte like a sailor? Like, is it like more of like a denim
it's
upper?
Like it's more of like a barrel legged denim upper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say.
So Bermuda, I don't know. Maybe I have to like go back to like my like fashion 101. Like, what is a technically a Bermuda? But I think a trouser short, if you're comfortable with that,
like styled with like a blouse or
Or like a t-shirt and like a belt and like
always a belt.
Yeah, I like layering. I'm a layering girl, so like. A vest, a jacket.
I could see your blazer work really well with Bermuda shorts.
I could wear a blazer to bed. Like.
And one last question, yeah. I guess. Do you, when you changing seasons, mm-hmm. we're getting into summer now. Yeah. Are you rotating things out of your closet? Like what's your system?
Yeah, absolutely. So I basically do what I do for my clients. I pull out all my regulars and then I study like what did I look at pictures of what I wore last summer.
So you take selfies of what you wear.
I highly recommend taking selfies. Don't look at it as I'm taking a selfie of myself. Look at it as like I'm collecting data about what I'm wearing and how often I'm wearing it and how much versatility this piece gives me.
So you're taking a selfie every day?
Not every day, but I also use an app called Index and you upload, it's really easy to upload like pieces from your closet and then you categorize it. And like when you're packing for a trip or like you're having to put together, you know, a look, you can kind of go through like your inventory of things and it feels like you're like online shopping your own clothing, your own closet. So it's been helpful. I do that for some clients.
And then you're getting rid of winter stuff or storing it somewhere
else.
Yeah,
I'll store it away or I'll put it in a different closet or put it under my bed, like wherever I have space.
But, and then rotating it. And are you buying a lot of new pieces every season or no?
So I'm a stylist, like shopping for other people. So it's hard not to pick up a few pieces here and there, but it's not anything like crazy, I find.
Have you bought anything you're super excited about for spring or summer now?
Hold on. Let me think about it. Let me think. Oh, I got a pair of white kind of like pointy flats.
Nice. I love pointy flats.
Yeah. And they're flat. So they're comfortable. And like, I was like, oh my God, they can be comfortable and chic. So they're like patent and white and they're a brand called Kate and they're very expensive, but I bought them like liquidation when the Webster closed. So like I got it for like $150 and I can't wait to wear them with just like jeans and like a trouser. Yeah. They instantly feel like, oh, I look put together.
If there's one thing I should buy for summer 2026, what would it be?
Ooh.
Because I don't shop a lot and I like to have a list like you do too. So I don't buy anything after having a glass of wine and then not like it.
You know what? I think that if you feel overwhelmed about all the like different trends and styles out there, like maybe buy a new accessory. Accessories are so big for spring right now. And like, I think it's the scale of the accessory. So it's like bangles and big pendant necklaces or like an earring. Maybe look into starting there, like a statement.
I do need some bangles.
Ooh, I could see you wearing bangles.
Yes, yeah. I have not worn bangles in a long time.
Yeah, so it just instantly kind of makes an outfit feel exciting. And it can go with anything you have in your closet.
And it's like low investment.
Exactly.
And you get a lot of use. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, I'm going to go bangle shopping. Thank you. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks.
And thanks for listening. That was Group Chat. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Please don't forget to subscribe.